Welcome to the International Lighthouse and Lightship edition of the VK7 Amateur Radio News for the 22nd of August 2021. At the mic of VK7WI this week is Mike, VK7 Foxtrot Bravo. This broadcast goes out on repeaters all over VK7 and on digital radio DMR Talk Group 5 and D-Star Reflector 91 Charlie by Clayton VK7ZCR. We also go out on medium and high frequency courtesy of the following rebroadcast stations. On 1.865, Graham VK7 Golf Sierra. On 3670, Gary VK7JGD. On 7140, Dale VK7DG. On 14130, Peter VK7TPE. And on 28525, Tony VK7VKT. You can hear this broadcast again on Tuesday night at 8 p.m. on repeaters VK7RAA in Northern VK7 and VK7RTC in the South. International Lighthouse and Lightship Weekend. The ILLW started in 1993 during a wet, wintry evening when two members of the AYR Amateur Radio Group in Scotland, John, Golf Mike 4, Oscar Uniform, and the late Mike, Golf Mike 4, Sierra Uniform Charlie, after a club meeting, were talking about creating an event in the summer when club members could get out on a sunny weekend and play radio. Various themes were considered: ports, airports, historic Scotland sites, the firths of Scotland, castles, etc. But it was finally decided that lighthouses of Scotland would be ideal. This first year's event saw 11 stations established at lighthouses operating primarily on the HF bands, with each station making approximately 750 QSOs over the weekend. By 1999, there were 204 lighthouse lightship stations in 36 countries, until now, when some 450 stations in over 50 countries take part. A few years ago, the International Association of Lighthouse Keepers decided to have an annual open day for lighthouses all around the world to encourage visitors to visit at their lighthouses. They decided that no better day could be decided upon other than the Sunday of the ILLW. The main reason the event has become so popular is because it is not a contest. It is a relaxed, fun weekend without the pressure of a contest. The guidelines are simple, and the onus is on the operators to act within the spirit of the weekend, which is simply to expose amateur radio and the plight of lighthouses to the public. This is why it is important for the ham station to be as close to the lighthouse or lightship as is possible and with the controlling body's approval. In Tasmania, there are three lighthouses registered as taking place this weekend: VK7 Kilo Tango at Round Hill Point Lighthouse, Alpha Uniform 0111, VK7 November Echo Tango at the Table Cape Lighthouse, that's Alpha Uniform 0039, and VK7 Tango Mike at the Bluff Hill Point Lighthouse, Alpha Uniform 0081. If you hear them on air, give them a call. Contest news. Remembrance Day contest, and thanks to all who participated in the RD contest last week. There was a great participation across the state and hopefully positions VK7 to retain the RD trophy. It was great to hear so many first-year operators in the contest. Please upload your log within 14 days, that is by the 28th of August, to the VK Log Check website. QSL News. And a report from Herman, VK7HW, manager of the WIA VK7 Inwards QSL Bureau. The current list of QSL cards held as of the 20th of August is in the email version of this broadcast. If you have any questions re QSL cards, please contact Herman by email vk7bureau@wia.org.au. Reist members can collect their cards from the domain club rooms if they let Herman know to deliver them there. He can drop them off most Wednesdays at lunchtime. Also, Herman has heard that some amateurs have recently changed call signs. Would those who have changed recently please contact Herman with old and new call signs and the date they changed so that Herman can steer cards received in the right direction. Thank you to those amateurs who have already been in touch. And that's 73 from Herman, VK7 Hotel Whiskey, WIA Manager, VK7 Inwards QSL Bureau. And now, news from the Northwest and the Northwest Tasmania Amateur Radio Club. The club's bi-monthly meeting was held on Saturday, the 7th of August. The club members agreed to change the start of club meetings to commence at 1:30 p.m. Club member Anthony has passed his FCOIL exam and is waiting his licence to be processed. Well done, Anthony, and thanks to Dave, VK7DC, the AMC assessor. Kirsty, VK7 Kilo Kilo Kilo, brought a laptop to assist members who needed to renew or apply for their Working with Vulnerable Peoples cards. Club members were delighted to have a few visitors. A local amateur, Dick, VK7 Tango Zulu, and Tricia and Neil, planning on obtaining their amateur licence, as well as Andrew, VK7 NWC, who had just passed his amateur licence. Mary, wife of Silent Key Barry, VK7 Foxtrot Romeo, has donated items left over from Barry to the club. Members can make a donation to the club when purchasing these items. Members then enjoyed a delicious afternoon tea and a chat. Northwest Tasmania Amateur Radio Club, next meeting, change of date and time. Due to the AFL Grand Final and Scouts Yankee auction, the next club meeting will be commencing at 1:30 p.m. on the 18th of September at our usual venue, the Scout Hall, 73 Alexander Road, Ulverston. Afternoon tea will also be held. Members are encouraged to bring items for show and tell, and club rooms are open until 6 p.m. for members to socialise. A small plate of afternoon tea that has been commercially produced would be appreciated, this being a government-suggested COVID thing. We have single-packaged tea, coffee and sugar, and disposable cups for members and guests. Visitors are most welcome to attend. If you have any cold or flu symptoms or are unwell or in the last 14 days have been in contact with anyone that has been overseas or been in contact with a confirmed COVID case, then do not attend the meeting. Please note, the new meeting start time from now on is 1:30 p.m. The outing to Sheffield Steam and Heritage Centre is planned for Saturday the 2nd of October, subject to verification from Sheffield Steam and Heritage. Barbecue facilities are available, prices are reasonable, and we expect to have a great day playing trains with Graham, VK7 Golf Sierra, driving us. Families are welcome. Let the committee know the approximate numbers as soon as possible so that we can give Sheffield an idea of how many are attending. It will be a BYO food and drink, although some food and drinks are available on site. Members will be notified when the final details are available, and the final numbers need to be notified at the next meeting. And that's 73 from Eric, VK7 Echo Victor, your news officer. You are listening to VK7WI, and this is the VK7 Amateur Radio News Broadcast. Northwest VK7 Chat and Show Notice. The next gathering of the Chat and Show Group will happen on the 4th of September at the Ulverston Sports Centre in Flora Street, West Ulverston at 2 p.m. and all are welcome. Please note that owing to new COVID restrictions at the centre, the door has to remain locked at all times on the weekend, and to get in it will be necessary for you to carry a phone so that you can ring the number posted on the door for entry. Sorry about this, but we must do the right thing. There is a QR code in the hallway to check in as well. Don't forget that you come to the Ulverston Show Society veranda door for entry. A small pack of commercially processed food for afternoon tea will be welcome, and you are asked to claim your leftovers after. Shell will have her tea and coffee box there available all afternoon for you to grab a drink. We all know what to do if we are unwell or associated with an overseas traveller, so please adhere to the rules in respect of others' safety. Have you brought any new radio toys or new projects on the go or anything collected that is of interest? Then please bring it along to show and to talk about. Looking forward to seeing everyone on the 4th of September, and that's cheers from Shirl, VK7 Hotel Sierra Charlie, the group organiser. And now moving along the coast a bit, the news from the north, SOTA WWFF Parks Group. The Summits on the Air Worldwide Flora and Fauna Parks Group is now meeting twice weekly, Mondays and Fridays, 10:30 a.m. until 12 at the Glebe Gardens Cafe, Henry Street in Launceston. For more information, contact Al on 0417 354 410. And that's 73's from Al, VK7 Alpha November. Northern Tasmanian Amateur Radio Club Incorporated, or NTARC. Our previous tech night, Wednesday the 11th of August, was on the eve of the RD contest weekend, so it was only fitting to have a presentation centred on the management of logs and making sure your logs are submitted correctly. We hand over to President Idris, VK7ZIR, for that update, and Idris said, our presenter was Peter, VK7 Papa Delta, a keen contester in Tasmanian amateur radio circles, and he had prepared a PowerPoint slideshow displayed on our large screen TV. This was extremely informative and covered all aspects of the RD contest, including the rules and bands involved. Peter added his own tips and techniques to make contesting life easier and explained the process of band dancing. Following on from Peter, Lewis, VK7 India Tango, took us through the downloading and installation of VKCL, a popular logging application which generates the correct Cabrillo format for sending off log submissions. Peter then took us through the actual entering of QSOs into the application, pointing out the traps and pitfalls one might encounter. Andrew, VK7 Delta Whiskey, added his own experience and encouraged the timely submitting of logs to give VK7 the best chance in the contest. He is hoping for another win. The evening was rounded off with supper and discussion of the coming event. Thanks, Idris, VK7ZIR. Following on, an update from Peter, VK7PD, read the RD contest, and he tells us, as most listeners would know, last weekend saw the annual Remembrance Day contest, Australia's most significant amateur radio event. It commemorates those radio amateurs who lost their lives in World War II. This is done by making as many radio contacts as possible between operators in VKE, P29 and ZL. As of Friday night, in the north of VK7, 10 logs had been submitted, 6 from the northwest, and a whopping 29 from the south. It looks like at least in some parts of the state, they were punching above their weight once again. Locally, VK7KPC operated QRP, including some RTTY contacts, VK7DW, VK7LH and VK7PD formed a team called Grassy Hut Hams, and they band-danced local and some interstate contacts, which included Ritty on 10 bands for DW and PD, while LH ran up a fine score of HF contacts. All three sat up until 2 a.m. on Sunday and resumed operation at 8 a.m. Indications are that Catherine, VK7 Golf Hotel, did her usual late-night vigil. It's hoped that next year there will be more participation in the northern half. A bit more local competition might keep some of us on our toes. Hi, hi. Thanks to all those who joined in, says Peter, VK7PD. Thanks, Idris and Peter. I trust everyone participating enjoyed the RD contest. Your scribe definitely enjoyed the respite from producing, or should I say fabricating, a weekly news segment. This is the one time of the year that I can have a lay day. Also, if you did take part, please don't forget to submit your log, no matter how few contacts you may have had. VK7 now has a healthy record of winning the event, not something we should surrender lightly. Last Saturday, NTARC held its August general meeting, and considering it was the RD weekend, we had an extremely good attendance. Parking at the clubroom was at a premium, as the Rochely Football Club was playing at home, and so all spots in the front of the clubroom were taken. The meeting commenced at 14:10 and the agenda was worked through in an efficient but non-rushed manner. Lots of questions from the floor on a range of topics, which is always great to see. The meeting was finalised by 15 hours, and then afternoon tea was enjoyed by all. Members lingered on, enjoying the afternoon, with a number not departing until close to 5 o'clock. Just a reminder, though, to all attending the club rooms that we now have the Check-In TAS app at our club rooms. By registering and using the Check-In TAS app, we are complying with the public health directions by enabling our members to self-check-in at the club room. This information is stored with the Tasmanian Government for contact tracing if required. The QR code is up and running for members to utilise with the QR code poster at the sign-in table. Members are still able to register their attendance at the club by signing in manually in the attendance book if you're unable to or choose not to register using the Check-In TAS app. Please note, though, that you must use one of those two methods. You do not have an option of not registering. That is a matter of law. Upcoming events. Tech Night, Wednesday, the 25th of August at the NTARC Club Rooms, 19:30 hours until whenever. Slow Morse Course, Wednesday, the 25th of August. Your host and teacher is Nick, VK7 Whiskey Whiskey. Frequencies and times are the same as were used by Nick for the previous TestNet and TechNet. And if you've forgotten what they were, here they are. 1900 hours till 1930 on 3580, and then at 1930 hours through till about 2030 on 3567. So why not tune in and give it a try? For those who may want some extra help, there's a website URL in the email edition that is reported as being very good. Future events. Equine event. Saturday, the 28th of August, Northeast Equine Endurance Club, Jolly Let Memorial Ride, Santa Arena Park, Scottsdale. Plenty of warning to help out on this ride. NTARC will be providing support for 80, 40 and 20 rides. Coffee mornings, currently held every Friday in the NTARC club rooms. Catch-up time is from 10 a.m. until noon, and we look forward to seeing you all. These coffee events represent a good opportunity to collect your QSL cards. We currently have cards awaiting collection, so why not pop in and check the QSL box and join us for a cuppa and a chat. Just a friendly reminder, please demonstrate your appreciation of all the effort that goes into operating a club, its facilities and the other services we provide, especially in these abnormal and very trying times, enjoying the company, coffee, biscuits and cake by leaving a gold coin or two or even a small banknote in the jar to assist in our ongoing operations. And finally, a reminder to all members that if you have any items of news that you would like added to our weekly roundup, no matter how trivial, then please email me at the following address, news@ntarc.net. All items to be received no later than 1700 on the Friday prior to the broadcast. Your continued cooperation in this regard will be greatly appreciated. We'll bring you all such contributions next Sunday morning, and that's 73 from Yvonne, VK7FYMX, Secretary of NTARC Incorporated. You're listening to VK7WI, and this is the VK7 Amateur Radio News Broadcast. And whizzing down the Midlands Highway, we come to news from the south, and broadcast on VK7RTC. Harry, VK7 Hotel X-Ray Tango, lets us know that he has taken up the opportunity to put the WIA and the VK7 Amateur Radio News broadcasts to air on VK7RTC. This is due to there being no link currently between RAA in the north and RTC in the south. If you listen to the broadcast, then please let Harry know by calling in at the end of the broadcast. From the latest reports he has received, it seems the audio quality is up to standard. While on the topic of broadcasts, Harry would like to say a big thank you to those who call back after the broadcast and those who enjoy him putting these broadcasts to air. And that's 73 from Harry, VK7 Hotel X-Ray Tango. Radio and Electronics Association of Southern Tasmania, or commonly known as REST. September presentation night. P25 Emergency Services Network Build. On the 1st of September from 7:30 p.m, we have the privilege of having Andrew Johns, VK7 Alpha Juliet, giving us a presentation on how to build a statewide P25-based emergency services radio network. This should be a fascinating look into what it takes to provide a digital radio network in a challenging environment like Tasmania. We look forward to seeing you along, and that's 73 from the REST Committee. Training and assessments. Congratulations to Scouts Ava, Seb, Alex, Rowan and Jack, who recently undertook their foundation license assessments at the Huonville Scout Hall and who all passed. A huge thank you to Michael, VK7MRS, and Brian, VK7BM, who helped out assessor Justin, VK7TW, with the practical. Also, congratulations to Tom, VK7NTK, who recently passed his advanced assessment. REEST's next foundation license course and all license assessment day is on Saturday, the 25th of September, from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. If you are thinking of coming along, then please let Reg Emmett, VK7 Kilo Kilo, REEST Learning Organiser, know as soon as possible that you will be coming along by phoning 0417 391 607 or email Reg on assessor@reest.asn.au. Check out the REEST Foundation License training videos that can be found on the REEST YouTube training and assessment playlist. Check out the REEST Facebook page, Events, for further details. And that's 73's from Reg, VK7 Kilo Kilo. DATV Experimenters Night. Being the DATV Experimenters Night, we decided to do a little experiment. This was in the form of a Remembrance Day contest forum. Justin, VK7TW, put the call out to the serious RD contesters, also known as the crazy people who stayed up and operated 24 hours. We started with Justin showing some analysis of his log, including the checking, demographics, where the points come from, logging, call rates, operating position, and some learnings. Murray, VK7ZMS, who operated the REEST club station, then outlined his challenges and learnings. One of the observations was the high number of operators who had been licensed only 1 year who participated in the contest. We then heard from Lee, VK7LEE, Harry, VK7HXT, and Xavier, VK7XHJ, who were all first-year Foundation operators. Lee, Harry, and Xavier gave us their highlights, challenges, and learnings. Richard, VK7ZBX, then took us through his highlights, challenges, and learnings. Hayden, VK7HotelHotel, operated for the 24 hours of the contest and also streamed his operation to his very popular YouTube channel, Ham Radio DX. And Hayden took us through his impressive operation to stream and operate during the contest. More than 4,000 people viewed the stream over the 24 hours. We then heard from Graham, VK7 Romeo Echo, and Steve, VK7 Oscar Oscar, who added their highlights. Alan, VK7 Kilo Alpha Juliet, outlined his interesting operational arrangements to listen to three frequencies at once. We then put out a call to Brian, VK7BW, and his daughter, who was logging for him and was making contacts in the wee small hours. Thanks to everyone who contributed to the forum. P.S. Don't forget, put your log in. This week at the DATV Experimenters Night, we will have more interesting electronics, magazine reviews, dumpster diving, and experimentation. See you then. We get underway from 7:30 p.m. in the Queen's Domain Club Rooms. Keep an eye on the REEST Facebook events for more details. Why not come up to the Queen's Domain COVID-safe Club Rooms and see what we get up to? And a reminder that we go out on RF on 445.5 DVB-T 7 meg standard definition. So if you have a TV, a set-top box, or USB DTV dongle that you can tune and scan 445.5 and you can see the Queen's Domain, then you have a good chance of receiving the DATV Experimenters Night signal. Look out for VK7OTC. We also stream the nights on the REEST YouTube channel. And that's 73's from Justin, VK7TW. COVID Home Brew. Surplus syringes used in ham radio tuner. Hackaday reports on the project by Tom Essenpriest, KB9ENS, which uses a 60mm syringe to make a variable inductor and a variable capacitor for amateur radio use. Amateur radio as a hobby has a long history of encouraging experimentation using whatever one might have on hand. when Tom KB9ENS wanted to use his 14 meg antenna outside of its design frequency range, he knew he'd need an impedance matching circuit. The most common type is an L-match circuit, which uses a variable capacitor and a variable inductor to adjust the usable frequency range or resonance of an antenna. While inefficient in some specific configurations, they excel at bridging the gap between the 50 ohm impedance of the radio and the unknown impedance of an antenna. Read more about the Hackaday post with a link to Tom's project at the website on the email edition of this broadcast. And that was sourced from Southgate AR News and Hackaday. And now, regular VK7 gatherings and events over the coming months. Regular gatherings, SOTA WWFF Group, meeting Mondays and Fridays 10:30 till 12 at the Glebe Gardens Cafe, Henry Street, Launceston. NTARC, Friday coffee sessions, Rochely Clubrooms in Launceston from 10 a.m. NTARC, Tech Night Sessions, Wednesday the 11th of August, Rochely Clubrooms, Launceston. NTARC, Slow Morse Training, Wednesday the 18th of August on TechNet Frequencies. Northwest VK7, Wednesday from 2000 hours local, Northwest Tassie Amateur Repeater Group Net on VK7RMD. Northwest VK7, Thursday, commencing at 20:30 local, Northwest Tassie 2-metre DX net on 144.190 upper sideband. Reached microwave QSO party following after the Sunday broadcast on 1296.15 megs FM. Reached WAGs, Wednesday afternoon group meet in the Queen's Domain clubrooms from 12 noon. Reached DATV experimenters nights from 7:30 p.m. live in the clubrooms and also on DVBT, RF and YouTube streaming. And the Sewing Circle net daily on 3640 commencing at 5 p.m. Events, NWTARC, 21st of August, winter luncheon at Lighthouse Hotel, Ulverston from noon. Let Kirsty, VK7FKKK, or Club Secretary Anne, VK7BYL, know that you are coming along. Reached, 1st of September, P25 Emergency Services Network with Andrew, VK7AJ, from 7:30 p.m. in the Queen's Domain Clubrooms. Northwest VK7, 4th of September, chat and show at the Ulverston Sports Centre in Flora Street, West Ulverston, from 2 p.m. NWTARC, 18th of September, club meeting from 1:30 p.m. Reached, 3rd of October, military radios presentation and demonstration with VK7KPC and VK7KB with BYO Barbecue, Queen's Domain Clubrooms, and that starts at 12 noon with the barbecue. And a reminder to those people rostered for next week's broadcast, your newsreader, VK7RI. Repeaters, Reached, NTARC, and in the Northwest, thanks to NWTARC, the West Coast Radio Group, Cradle Coast Radio Amateur Radio Club, VK7 Alpha X-Ray, and VK7 Delta Charlie. On 160 metres, VK7 Golf Sierra, 80 metres, VK7 Delta Golf, 40, VK7 Tango Papa Echo, 20, VK7 Alpha Lima Hotel, 10 metres, VK7 Juliet Golf Delta, and on DMR Talk Group 5 and D-Star Reflector 91 Charlie, VK7ZCR. You can hear this broadcast again on Tuesday night at 8 p.m. on repeaters VK7RAA in Northern VK7 and VK7RTC in Southern VK7. A huge thank you to all people and organisations that assisted with this broadcast. And that concludes our VK7 Amateur Radio News broadcast for this week. You've been listening to VK7WI. Next week, the National WIA News can be heard at 0900 hours, followed by the VK7 Amateur Radio News at around 0930. Items for the broadcast can be emailed to vk7arnews@gmail.com. For further information about the broadcast can be found at the VK7 Amateur Radio News Groups.io group. The deadline for items is 2100 on Friday prior to the Sunday of the broadcast. VK7WI is now closing, but will reopen shortly for callbacks and relay reports. Callbacks will be taken on the frequency to which you are listening, and relay stations will use their own call signs during the callback. On behalf of the VK7 Amateur Radio News Team, it's 73s from Mike, VK7 Foxtrot Bravo.